And we're going to review the performance of the Browns defensive backs in 2011. And helping us to do that is our good friend, Michael Ragai. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Good to see you, Vic. Always great to be with you.
All right. So let's talk about this position for the Browns. And it was, overall, pass defense was a strength of this team. Some would argue that it was because for much of the year, run defense was a weakness of the team. But all in all, this group held its own and had to overcome some things, not the least of which was T.J. Ward missing more than half the year with injury.
Vic, that hurt. He's the thumper back there. You and I have talked about that before. And because, and you mentioned the run defense. And T.J. is a direct correlation to, at times, while the run defense struggled because of his ability to play up around the line of scrimmage and do it with that physical nature that he does. I was okay with the secondary this year. I mean, I think they've got a nice blend back there in terms of youth, then the young veterans, the 3-, 4-, 5-year guys, and then, of course, Sheldon Brown, the 10-year guy. Now, would you like to see maybe some more difference-making plays take place, Vic? And you know what we're talking. I mean, everybody's on Joe Hayden. He had the 6 interceptions his rookie year in 2010. Did not have a pick this year. I think there's a multitude of reasons for that with Joe. But, again, if they could incorporate a few difference-making plays that produce points, or certainly set an offense up out of short field to produce points. And I think that's what they're continuing to strive for and looking to achieve with Dick Geron.
Well, let's talk about Joe Hayden because, yeah, in 2010, this was a guy who, as a rookie, had 6 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So he was certainly a player and led the team that year and was among throughout the league. So when you get 6 interceptions, you're on the radar as a DB, as a corner who gets noticed. However, he gets 0 interceptions this year. The biggest difference, and to hear Joe tell it, is I was playing zone defense last year for Rob Ryan. I played man-to-man defense this year for Dick Geron. Man-to-man doesn't afford you as many opportunities to get those interceptions. I buy that. At the same time, I'm not so sure that it's necessarily a bad thing if he's not involved with getting picks. I think he had opportunities to get picks that he missed. Let's forget that.
He did.
But the coverage. Somehow when you're – for again, you can't we can't peg it all on the fact that they were 30th against the run as the reason that they were second against the pass. But they did some things right, and Joe Hayden had to do some of those things right.
Yeah, Joe did do some things right. Now, here's the thing with Hayden. You go back to the interceptions as well. First of all, he's always, in Dick Geron's defense, he was assigned almost exclusively. He's covering the one from the other side. So, now, there were 3 or 4 potential interceptions that Joe had his hands on and dropped earlier in the year. By the same token, Vic, if you remember, I believe it was as late as week 10, Joe led the NFL in passes defensed in that category.
Yes.
As late as week 10, passes defended. Now, so you could say, well, a lot of people on the – well, they're throwing at Hayden a lot. Well, yeah, they're throwing at Hayden a lot because they're throwing to their number one. I mean, you're going to want – the opposition wants to get the ball to the hands of their one.
That's always a good game plan.
Yeah, it's a good game plan regardless of who is in coverage or in assignment. I thought Joe had a good year, and Vic, Joe'd be the first one to tell you. You and I talked to him. He didn't have the type of season that he wanted, and I like that about the young man.
Sure.
Because he wants to be a game changer. He wants to be a difference maker. And he didn't come up with those type of difference-making plays, game-changing plays, turn the field around, sudden change plays that he wanted to. He knows that.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And look, let's be real. On that other cornerback spot, you have Sheldon Brown, and certainly teams are going to challenge the veteran there. As as much as his savvy and instincts, I think, work well for him, athletically he does not have what, say, a Joe Hayden has or what a younger corner is going to have, but he was the best that the Browns were able to put out there. So you're out there for a reason. It's not just because, oh, yeah, he's a nice guy, let's put him out there. He's out there because at the position itself, this team was not loaded, and so they put him out there. I would say that Sheldon Brown's leadership, Sheldon Brown's presence as a veteran are all good things for this team, but ultimately at that position, his coverage skills aren't what they were in the earlier times in his career.
No, that's exactly right. Now, and you would say, as you alluded to, in a perfect world, and Sheldon Brown still is a very competent cornerback.
Yes. Absolutely.
Is he what he was in Philadelphia after Tom Heckert brought him in there and he wrestled a starting job away in year three and was a – well, no, of course not. He's not that same guy, but certainly competent enough. I think in a perfect world, Vic, as we know, and we both talked to Sheldon at the end of the year, and of course it's the competitor in him that might hear resistance and say, somebody, you know, some of the young pups got to come and take my job. But the boy – to get him possibly at the back end of that defense where he can high point everything at that free safety spot for a year or two, I think is in the optimum. But, Vic, as you know, I know, Sheldon said himself, hey, that's up to Dimitri Patterson. That's up to Buster Screen.
Right.
That's up to James Dockery. Go show Pat Shurmur and Dick Geron that you're competent enough to be able to play at that level week in and week out as a starter on a corner in the NFL, and then maybe they could slide Sheldon Brown to the back end of that defense.
Michael Ragai joining me here as we review the performance of the Browns secondary in 2011. Of course, you know Michael's voice, very familiar here on ESPN 850 WKNR, as he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael, as you mentioned, the other corners in the mix, Dimitri Patterson, another former Eagle, Buster Screen, a rookie, James Dockery, a rookie free agent who joined this team. Somewhere in there, is there the help? And I would say that Dimitri Patterson gives you probably the best hope of someone who should see more time or who would challenge. He has that. I like his instincts, and I liked his poise, and I like his confidence. I mean, he as much as anybody, Joe Hayden's a confident guy. Certainly Sheldon's a confident guy. You can't play corner and not be confident. But there's something about Patterson that really stands out in that regard.
Good point. That resonates pretty well, too. And don't think for a moment that's the exact reason Tom Heckert brought him in here. He played more in the slot this year,
right.
And I like Dimitri in the slot, being able to come in the nickel and dime packages. And yet, yeah, that's the hope that he's the guy that goes and grabs that corner, as we said, to allow Sheldon Brown to move back to that free safety spot and be at the back end of things in the defense. I like Buster Screen a lot too, Vic, and I know that Tom Heckert and the brass do. I spoke to Dick Geron about him, and people look at him as this guy can move. He's fast. Yes, he is, but I was impressed with his toughness too.
Yeah.
I think this, and we saw that as a gunner on special teams.
Yes.
He was sensational in both kick and punt cover, and we saw him return some kicks.
Right.
Yeah, he's got that straight line speed. And, Vic, that nuance of that position, as we know, we've been around the league a long time. That position can expose you real quick as a young guy. So
oh, there's no doubt.
I always feel it's about how much do you want to get better, young man?
Yeah.
How much do you want to improve? How much do you want to put in to play one of the most difficult positions in the NFL? I think in Dimitri Patterson and Buster Screen, they might not be that far away from those two guys being able to take over that spot, Vic.
I think the pluses for the development of this position as we look a little bit into the future here is that, number one, you have Dick Geron as the defensive coordinator who has vast experience, obviously, and specializes in DB play, secondary play. And then, two, there's going to be a transition because there's going to be a new defensive backs coach replacing Jerome Henderson. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. And then philosophically, we talked earlier about T.J. Ward missing much of the year at safety. He comes back healthy, so that's a good thing. But the rest of that safety position, I want to give Mike Adams big props for stepping up as he did, a guy who is just a solid, solid veteran, a good person to have back there, and has skills. I'm not diminishing that, but, I mean, he brings a lot to the table with the intangible stuff. Usama Young came aboard and I think did some things, but, you know, certainly didn't necessarily light it up to the point where you said, okay, now you got another rock-solid starter here. So that other safety spot opposite TJ is still up in the air.
It is, and you laid it out very, very well. I talked to Usama a lot this year, and I know that, you know, he feels that he's that guy. He wants to lock up that spot. He doesn't want Tom Heckert to have to worry about the free safety spot. But again, that's up to him. Do we, probably both of us, you know, would we like to see a little bit more upgrade in the overall play from Osama Young? Yes, I would. I think that, you know, Osama, again, you got a chance as a free safety. You got a chance to really be a game changer.
Oh, yeah.
In that secondary spot and at the high point, the back point of that secondary. And I thought Osama's best work probably was more as opposed to when he helped in run support, Vic,
right,
as opposed to in coverage and being a ball hawk. I'd like to see that, or whomever's going to play that position,
be that kind of guy.
Because of what T.J. Ward is, especially.
Yeah.
Ward is, again, your thumper. He's your guy around the line of scrimmage, your
right,
physical guy that you need to be in run support to play as the extra linebacker. So, that's a position that, Vic, I don't know. Maybe that's a position that Tom Heckert's going to look at as well, not only in free agency, but possibly later in the draft again.
And how much credence do you put to the coaching influence, not only there, I mean the secondary as a whole, but
yeah,
say philosophically, because how you utilize
that's
your
right,
safeties can have a lot to do with their production as well. Along, you know, corners are corners. They've got they're man-to-man. They're going to do the job. The safeties are the puzzle pieces
that
get
right,
moved around.
It's all about scheme at the safety spot. What are you asking of them? Both
yeah,
of them, the free
yeah,
and the strong. What are you asking them to do? What are you asking them to be? How are you asking them to augment your corners? Just philosophy, as
you're
you
right,
said.
Right.
How do you want to play with your safeties? Well, I think, again, the way to play with T.J. Ward is the way we've been talking about.
Yeah,
that's
close
what
to the
he
line,
is.
Yes.
So that's why I think the free safety spot is a very critical position in Dick Geron's defense in terms of what he wants to do coverage-wise, how he wants to enhance his corners, and in the hopes that that can happen. So somebody has got to me, Vic, has got to take that spot and say, this is mine, man.
Yep.
We don't need to worry about it anymore. To this point, I'm not there yet with the roster, and maybe that's why it's tied into the corner with Sheldon Brown for a year or two making the move. We'll see.
Couldn't agree with you more. Michael, great stuff. Thank you, and we will talk to you again in the not-too-distant future.
I look forward to it, Vic. Always good chatting with you.
He is Michael Ragai. You know him here from KNR. You also know him from hosting the Browns post-game live show for STO during the regular season. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.